Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at wcno.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wcno.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we're looking into the year 2020, and we're looking and seeing what God has been saying to us about this year. What does it mean? What's it going to be? What's going to happen this year? What is God saying? So we looked at the Hebrew calendar, and we wanted to see what the Hebrew calendar says, because God works according to numbers a lot of the time. And the number 5780 is the new year for the Hebrew calendar. And so we want to look at that and see what God is saying through that numbered calendar and see where God is leading us. So let's pick up the service right now.
Psalm 33:6 from the New Life. The heavens were made by the word of the Lord. The heavens were made by the word of the Lord. God's always had this thing about speaking. Do you know when you say a word, that word is forever somewhere? Yeah. Like God's word is forever settled in heaven. Amen. God says every idle word that you speak is going to be a problem. But now, an idle word is not just shooting the breeze with friends. An idle word is saying, I'm sick, when you're healed. That to God is an idle word. Anything that goes against the word of God is not good. You don't want idle words. God said, my word is forever settled in heaven. Our words go somewhere in the atmosphere. The spiritual realm can hear me even if the devil was in China right now. Because the devil can only be one place. He's got other demons around, but only he can only be one place. He's not omnipresent. He's not all-seeing, all-knowing, and everywhere. Omniscient. Right? So he can only be one place. I can pray from here and bind him of my brother in South Africa.
That's right.
I can bind him. He hears it like that. That word goes there. Right. How many of you prayed for someone in another city and they got healed? Yeah. Or they got what you prayed for? Amen. The word goes somewhere and it stays somewhere. It does not return void.
Right.
It's going to produce one way or the other. It's going to produce sickness or healing, prosperity or can't afford it, peace or no peace. What you speak is going to go somewhere and is going to bring the result of what you're saying. And God knows that He created us, and the heavens were made by the word of the Lord. All the stars were made by the breath of His mouth. Think about galaxies and cosmos and Milky Ways and black holes and suns and stars and people and animals and the earth and everything, the clouds and the rain and the water and the lakes and the rivers and every dog and every cat and every animal and every bird was created by His mouth. And God, I'm telling you now, God is about to wrap this thing up. I don't know if you're aware.
Yeah.
If you've got any spirituality in you, in your life anywhere, you can hear the end coming. It's like a freight train. You can hear it coming down the track. You can hear it getting faster and faster. Amen. This is not the Polar Express. This is the God Express. Amen. Let me tell you something. God's going to wrap this thing up. He's going to wrap it up sooner or later. And I'm telling you, sooner now than later. When you look at the signs around you, you look at Israel now with Turkey and Syria and Iran and Russia. And all of these people now on the borders of Israel. And America's pulled out. Are you kidding me? God said this is going to happen. Am I right, Rabbi? And all the nations of the world that are against Israel are going to come against Israel. But God says, oh no. Oh no, it's going to look like a loss. Oh, it's going to look like you're losing. But God is going to come and with the breath of his mouth, listen to me. When he puts a stop to the army of 200 million coming against a nation the size of Jersey, and he's got 200 million coming, he comes back with the breath, the sword of his mouth, and he's going to speak destruction to them. He's going to speak it. He's going to decree it. He's going to populate the earth with his voice, and boom! You are going to see it. It is going to happen. Stop thinking, well, they spoke about that 50 years ago. Well, we're 50 years closer. Well, they said this would happen. You never saw what we're seeing today. You never saw what they're teaching in our schools. You never saw what they're saying that is good. You never saw the churches backing off from God and going with the popular opinion like we're seeing it today. Don't say, well, it's not any closer, because you will be asleep, because he says, I'm going to come as a thief in the night. I'm going to come in as a thief in the night when you're sleeping, and you will miss it. Listen, they missed the visitation in Israel all those years ago. Thank God many of them are coming in, and the rest of them will come in. Amen. And understanding the times and the seasons has always been, it's nothing new to the tribes of Israel. Look at 1 Chronicles 12, 32. Even before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, there was the tribe of Issachar that were given downloads, and they got insight into the word of God. They knew the seasons and they knew the times. Look at this. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. God is looking for those who will open their mouths in proclamation after what he's told them, and he's waiting for them to speak his will into the earth. Listen, we pray the prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? It's already done in heaven. Thy will be done on earth. How? As it is in heaven. So who's going to be declaring, prophesying, and decreeing the will of God into the earth? You are. We are together. We are together going to declare, going to decree, going to prophesy, going to speak into the atmosphere and the realms, and we're going to see the seven mountains shift. The seven mountains are going to shift, I'm telling you. Mountains of education and church and business and all that stuff. The seven mountains are going to shift. But it's going to take your mouth and my mouth, full of faith, full of the wisdom of God, full of the wisdom of Holy Spirit, and we're going to release those words. Are you going to be a part of that? Yeah. I'm telling you, you're going to have to start witnessing and speaking out of your mouth. It's no longer sitting on the bench. You've got to get up off the bench and you've got to get into the game. Well, I've got a full-time job. That means nothing. What has that got to do with anything? Well, I don't have time. That's got nothing to do with anything. We already said, the spirit realm knows no distance. You can be praying while you're at your work desk in the spirit realm. Now, don't stop working though. You've got to do your job. But when you get a few minutes, when you're walking from the bathroom to the cafeteria, pray and decree and declare, this is a nation, this company is full of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that this whole company gets saved. Every member in this place gets saved, starting with the CEO and coming all the way down. And the janitors are praying, and they're praying and believing. And you can start declaring and decreeing and prophesying and releasing. If not you, then who? Wait for the church down the road? If not who? If not you, then who? And if not now, when? What are we waiting for? This is why the year is 5780, the decade and the year of the mouth, the year of proclamation, the year of declaration, the year of speaking and preaching it. It's God. It's God. He gave us that calendar. We didn't. Amen. And so he's looking for mouths that will proclaim his word with true conviction. And in just a few days, we're going to move from a decade which drew attention to the eye, but now into 10 years of awakening and awareness of the mouth. We've seen what needs to be done. Now we're going to speak to that. Can you say amen?
Amen.
How many of you believe you can do something? Or how many of you think that you're just a lump on a log? I'm nothing in the kingdom of God. I'm no big deal. I'm no match. I'm no nothing. If you think that, then you're not even saved. Because once you become saved, you get the presence of the living God on the inside of you. And you can say, greater is he that is inside of me, 1 John 4:4, than he that is in the world. You are in control of your own mouth. And you can control your destiny. And we can start shifting situations in the nations. Let's stop griping about our leaders and start praying for our leaders. I mean, my God. You see what the devil's done here? He knows the scriptures that a house divided against itself cannot stand. He says a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. He says a nation divided against itself cannot stand. Have you ever seen such division in this nation since the times of when they were shooting each other with those rifles? The Civil War? There was division then. Look what happened. There's division now. The devil is trying his luck. We got to speak to the storm. We got to say, peace, peace, be still. Listen, I'm telling you. We're going to make some declarations towards the end of this. But you've got the authority. You've got the tenacity, if you have. And you've got the faith to speak and make situations change. There's got to be a shift. The seven mountains will shift. And don't think that, well, I'm just a little on me. Well, then get saved. And you won't just be little old you. You'll be you and a whole lot of God. Say, me and a whole lot of God. How powerful is that? Don't forget, with his word, he created the heavens and the earth and the atmosphere and everything with a word. He's going to take down the army of 200 million people with a word. When he comes back, the word coming out of his mouth. And this is the year the calendar tells us, the Hebrew calendar, 5780, and the decade of the mouth. Pe. That's how I pronounce it. Pe, right? Pe. The year of the mouth, the decade of proclaiming, declaring. I personally, now I'm not making this a doctrine, but I'm not sure we're going to see the end of this decade. I'm not certain. I'm really not certain. Because depending on what's happening, you've got to keep your eye on Israel. Always look at Israel. Israel is a sign. You've got to watch what's happening to Israel and pray for Israel. He says to pray for Israel, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They will prosper that love you. May there be peace within your palaces and prosperity within your walls. Pray for Israel and Jerusalem. Tell your neighbor, say, pray for Israel. And pray God. Now we're going to pray that the eyes of the people would see the deception of the lies coming against Israel. Anti-Israeli stuff is so rampant today, it's insane. All right, so now, despite the cliche use of 2020 as perfect vision, which it is, in the natural realm, this is not the year for vision setting. This is the year for vision declaring. Amen. Say, vision declaring. Vision declaring. It lines up with the calendars and everything else.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of vegetables.